Really good game on Saturday between your team and Monmouth, but you guys come up a little short, 40-33. Just give me your impressions on what happened in the game.
Well, shoot, the impressions. I mean, to start out with, you got to tip your hat to their performance. They played an excellent game. They were very efficient with everything that they did. Offensively, they put together a great game plan and executed it flawlessly. It was actually a pretty clean game. There was zero turnovers in the game by either team, which, doesn't happen that often, but it did, and it helped both of our offenses obviously keep drives alive. But they put up the points. They had a couple explode, not a couple. They had quite a few explosive plays that allowed them to score quickly at times. And then when they had to, convert third and at times fourth downs to keep drives alive and sustain longer drives, they were able to do that. So I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback that efficient. The only pass that was incomplete was because we batted it down. If that ball wasn't hit at the line of scrimmage, he may have very well been 23 for 23. I'm not sure which receiver that was intended for, but as it turned out, anybody that was targeted with a ball did cross the line of scrimmage, they were completed. And at times, we had pretty good coverage. So they made plays up and down the field. They did an excellent job. They threw a couple of gadgets at us, which were very successful as well. And they scored more points than we did. We were hoping to get the ball back in the fourth quarter. We only had the ball for one possession in the fourth quarter. And really, when you look at the game, each of us really, truly only had eight possessions each. They scored six touchdowns and only punted twice. We were only able to get four touchdowns, a field goal, and punted three times in those meaningful eight possessions. So they did a great job. Fourth quarter, they held the ball. They scored on their first possession. We scored on our possession, and they held the ball, and we never saw it again in the last 6 minutes of the game. So hats off to them, man. I mean, they did a great job. Coach Callahan, his staff, and obviously his players executed the game plan tremendously, especially on their offensive side of the ball. Like I said, 95 plus percent completion percentage. I don't know when the last time, if ever, I've seen that in a game before.
First question this morning from Kevin Trustlane. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Kev. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Coach. 15 years ago, it looked like Villanova might make be making the move up to FBS for before the Big East collapsed. And I remember you could already kind of see some subtle, improvements in your roster at that point. Do you see some of that with Delaware? I mean, do you see some kind of subtle improvements, just kind of knowing, what they're doing next year? And, do you feel Delaware is as well suited as anybody for the move up that they're making next year?
Well, I do, Kev. I mean, you look at JMU coming out of our league, and they were able to do it. And, not looking probably super closely at the guys they've recruited recently, I'm sure making the move up has helped them. To one example that I think it did help us when you're talking about that time frame X number of years ago, I think we were able to have one or two guys coming out of high school at the time to choose us maybe over a JMU or something like that back then. But then, as you mentioned, the Big East imploded and, it didn't really come to fruition. I'm not sure who they took. And again, it's a whole different world in recruiting now than it was 15 years ago, right? I mean, now people are, getting transfers as much, if not more, than they are coming out of taking guys out of high school. So, but from a facilities perspective and the support that they have down there and, what Delaware means in the state of Delaware, as far as Delaware football and so on, why not? Right. I mean, we think our league is fairly competitive. We think we could compete, maybe not at the Power Four level, with some of those schools, but maybe in the conference they're going into, and along with some of the other people that have already done it, JMU being one specifically, so right out of our league. So we'll see how it goes. Obviously, time will tell. But the key for us right now is to try to get a victory this weekend over the roster they currently have, as opposed to one they're trying to build moving forward.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much.
Sure, Kev. Good seeing you.
Mark, one of the things on Saturday, you guys have struggled a little bit to run the ball, but Connor was able to have one of his better days throwing 235 yards through the air, a couple of running touchdowns, a passing touchdown. Just talk about what they were able to do, maybe to slow your running game, and then how Connor was able to perform throwing it.
Yeah, in this world of the RPO game, right, Rob, you just try to have a couple options, even though you might be calling the play more for a run opportunity. You leave it up to your quarterback to see what he sees in the back end and how they're maybe shifting people around. So we always try to stay balanced. They obviously were able to stop the run a little bit in the early process of the game, although we did have some gains that worked out pretty well. And but some of the plays merited him pulling the ball and spitting it out to the wideouts. So in the like I said, in today's game where you're a lot of RPO type of plays, you try to take what the defense is giving you, and we were able to move the ball down the field fairly effectively at times. I think our first play was a 14 play drive, so we're able to mix a little bit of run, and they forced us to maybe throw the ball a little bit more early on, but that's what they were giving us. And then once you get down by 2 scores in the fourth quarter and those type of things, and you do become a little more one dimensional, it's gonna take a little bit of that balance away. But they had a good front, they had a good plan, they executed it well, they tackled well, and we weren't able to. We didn't have the ball quite enough to truly establish the running game that maybe you would want to establish in certain games and certain activities. So, again, tip my hat to them and their defense and their whole offense as far as, and their whole coaching staff as far as what they were able to do on both sides of the ball and even through special teams.
Great day at Steen Camera. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you very much. Coach, you're as experienced as anybody in the rivalry week, and your program's been so successful in it. And there's always an edge, really, to both sides, it seems like. Do you expect, or what do you expect of any additional flavor with it being the last one for the foreseeable future this week?
I think it'll have a same similar type vibe that it always does, Dan. I'm anticipating a pretty good crowd. I think some of the Delaware folks maybe will come up and support their side of the guys, and I know we'll have a good turnout like we usually do for a home game, especially a Delaware home game. So I'm anticipating a good crowd because, to be honest, our crowds have been not overflowing this year. So, but I think this one will have a really nice vibe to it, and like you said, it's potentially the last time we ever play them. So I think both teams just have that little bit of, hey, this is a rivalry game. It always has a little bit more to it. And maybe just the fact that this is potentially the last time might just add a little bit of emotion. But sometimes you know how that is. The emotion lasts for a first possession or two, and then you got to get back to business and focus on the task at hand.
Got it. Thank you.
Mark, just talk about this year's Delaware team and some of the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, they don't seem to have a weakness anywhere. I'm looking at some of their special teams today, and their kickoff guy is about 66, 68% touchback. So you're not going to get a chance to return against them. And just about in every statistical category, whether it be offense and points and what they're putting up, or defense and points and what they're not allowing, they're doing a heck of a job. Over to film, now that we're getting into the studying of them, you had a little bit of crossover film on them, but you're not really paying too close attention to that. But I do notice that they have played multiple quarterbacks over the course of the season, so we're trying to figure out and prepare which one we may see and so on. But they're as good as anybody. You don't really see many weaknesses. They have a lot of names that are familiar to us that have been there for a long time, that are seniors and grads that we've played against. Obviously, they have one of the best running backs in the league, and they have wideouts that can go up and get the ball, and they seem to have balance in both run and pass, which is what we always try to do as well. I think they're maybe a little bit ahead in the passing game than their run game. But you got Marcus there, who's perennial powerhouse guy in this league, and he puts the ball in the end zone. You got the wideouts that can put the ball in the end zone, and they're real solid on special teams. You really don't see a weakness, and we got to just go out and execute and hang on to the football and try to have balance on ourself as well.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time this morning and all season long.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate
All
it. Thanks for
right, thank you.
everything.
All right, thank you. Once again, for media members in the